A full package performance from a private ringette team that included multiple players from Airdrie led to a gold medal showing in Canada's capital earlier this month. The Alberta Sting, a U14A ringette squad that featured athletes from Airdrie, Chestermere, Strathmore and those municipalities surrounding areas, went undefeated at the Ottawa Capital Classic from June 9 to 11. A strong defense and goaltender in particular was the Sting's biggest advantage, as the Alberta squad only conceded 7 goals in 6 games throughout the tournament. "We had a very strong defense and a very linear offense compared to the other teams in the tournament," said Drew McKnight, one of the team's co-coaches. "Every line could score on our team and that was very effective. The way the girls played was really selfless, I would say." After going unbeaten during the round robin, during which they outscored their opponents 19-3 in 4 games, the Sting continued their strong play in the semifinals as they downed a team called the Wild Cards to seal their spot in the ensuing final. Matched up with the tournament's only other unbeaten team in the gold medal game, Les Rebels, from Quebec, the Sting appeared to have their work cut out for them as Les Rebels took an early 2-goal lead in the first 4 minutes of the opening period. However, McKnight said the girls responded admirably, not only clawing their way back into the game, but eventually taking a comfortable 5-2 lead. Though the Rebels managed to score a third, he said the Albertan strong defenses were able to hold on for the win. As a demonstration of the Sting's dominance, the tournament statistics showed they had the top goalies and defensive team, and 5 of the tournament's 11 top offensive points getters. But apart from their goaltender, McKnight was hesitant to single out any one player's performances, reiterating that everyone on the Sting contributed to the team's success in their own way. "They all did so well," he said. "I think the goalie, Allie Mercer, did really well. She let in 7 goals over 6 games. But overall, if you look at the team's statistics, they were scoring across the board and the defense was across the board, so I'd give props to them all." Overall, McKnight said he was proud of the girls for how they played, how much effort they put into the tournament, and how quickly they came together as a group. "The team only had 10 practices and we played 5 exhibition games," he said. "And then they went out there and they played so well and had a lot of fun."